Hey guys, it's Neri. Thanks for listening. Really quick announcement before this week's episode. I will be at the Miami Improv. Well, actually, I'm already there. I'll be there from Wednesday, March 27th through Saturday, March 30th. If you guys are interested in going, I know a lot of people have been asking me when's the next time I'll be performing in Miami again. That is this week. So if you are listening to this when the episode comes out, I'll be there March 27th through the 30th. Check it out. Check out the website, miamiimprov.com, or hit me up on Twitter at Neri Signs or my Facebook, Neri Signs Comedy. So make sure you guys check that out. All right. Thanks a lot. Appreciate that. And now on to the show. Ugh. That sounded awful. I'm sorry. I can't do fucking punny shit like Mike. All right. Episode's going to start now.
That's how winning is done.
You.
What's that?
Stop disrespecting, bro.
I respect you, bro.
Okay, I respect you, too. Okay.
Are you not entertained?
I'm funny how? I mean funny like I'm a clown. I amuse you.
Let's start building some hurting bombs.
It's about damn time.
Oh, my.
I want my money's worth.
My name is Inigo Montoya. You killed my father. Prepare to die.
Stop saying that.
Today I become number one.
More questions.
Here we go back. This is the moment. Tonight is the night. We'll fight till it's over. So we put our hands up like the ceiling can't hold us. Like the ceiling can't hold us. Here we go back. This is the moment.
Tonight. Oh, doc, the beat. Doc, the beat.
Yeah, but I'm a little low. I'm a little low.
I just turned you up.
To low. To you go, what, but how low? Can you go, what, put, what,
in my look, butt? People
what,
talk, what?
Wait, what,
in the butt.
That's the intro song.
What, in the butt.
What?
In the butt. What, in the butt.
Equality.
That's today. That's today's the day for equality.
Equality. Today's the
what?
Day.
If now,
there's no other day that you could put that song, what, in the butt, and I get judged.
It's well. What was the final thing? I didn't follow it.
Final what?
The decision in the Supreme Court.
I don't know
court.
What you're talking about.
You don't know what I'm talking about?
I just noticed people posting some red equals.
Yeah, the storm of pictures that just like
that just bombarded Twitter and Instagram. I'm assuming Facebook as well.
I wonder if people are like if there's people that are genuinely anti gay marriage. For the record, we're recording on Tuesday.
Tuesday,
March
26th. Tomorrow
for a hamburger today.
Wimpy, bro.
That's the guy's name.
I know. You like I don't.
No, but
I'm getting a tattoo of Tom and Jerry.
Yeah,
in a week. Take it easy. Take it easy.
You should get Popeye's forearm on your forearm. Just me, just to fuck with people.
Yeah, just like what?
But today's
I'm gonna get Bluto's belly. Blue on my belly.
Exactly. Just get that one curly
yeah,
hair.
Exactly.
On my chest.
Tattoo's realistic. 3D.
But no, today we're recording on the day that the Supreme Court is hearing, testimony or whatever. They're trying to uphold the California law for legalization of gay marriage.
Is that
the Marriage Equality
the
Act.
The Supreme Court.
Yeah.
Okay, then you said the Spring Court. And I was like, what? Spring love. Come back to
Supreme
me.
Supreme Court.
Say yes to gays. So the Supreme
right
Court is.
I don't know
how long does that take. That doesn't take a day. That takes weeks, right?
I guess, man. But I don't know. I didn't hear it. I was working, and by the time I left and came over here, I'm not up on the news.
Well, did you not check your Twitter all day?
No,
really.
I was busy doing the Lord's work.
Doing the Lord's work of healing.
Honestly, if you look at what my job is, we are slapping God in the face every day. We are. God wants these people to die because He gave them diabetes.
No, He wants. What about these? And again, and this is not. I'm not saying that this is the reason.
Uh-huh.
All right, and I don't believe that. I'm not one of those. I'm kind of on the fence about that whole everything happens for a reason thing.
Uh-huh.
Because there are children that die. So
it's
very. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And all this could be for a greater good, meaning that somebody could learn a lesson, so on and so on. There's so many infinite possibilities. But
right.
I don't like to think that a God, that my God, wants to kill children for that other than, whatever.
Well, I'm not talking about children. I don't work with the children.
I will say that I don't believe that you guys are slapping God in the face. I believe that you guys are doing His work.
We're doing the Lord's work?
You guys are healing. And whatever happen to somebody. So let's say you cure somebody of, I don't know, what do you cure somebody from at the ER? You broken a leg or broken arm?
Well, or we'll load them up and then they take them to cath lab and get a heart attack stopped. Like, we'll stop a heart attack.
All right. So maybe that person now goes on a diet and now loses weight and makes his life better. And and then in the future, maybe he could go on a ride on a roller coaster with his son that he couldn't have before he had a heart attack. Maybe the heart attack is what woke him up and he said, "Hey, this is what I need to do."
Yeah, odds are.
I know a lot of people like that. I know a lot.
Really?
Of people, yeah, I know a lot of people.
Repeat business like crazy.
I'm not saying that I know everybody. Look at me. I'm not thinking. I'm fat. Yeah, no. You know, I know a lot of people who went. They just like anything else. They had to reach rock bottom to go. Okay, this is where it's going to take.
Yeah, yeah.
Some people's rock bottom. I've known a couple of people who had heart attacks. I've known a couple of people whose immediate family had heart attacks, and they were massively overweight. They go, I got to stop. And that woke them up. Type of thing. And I'm just talking about
general terms.
Just going upon the example that you gave of the heart attack.
Right.
I assume heart attack, I associate heart attack with fat people because I'm fat. So that's my, that's like, you
we,
know.
Yeah, I mean, we. That's usually like, look, 99% of the people that come in are fat. Have high blood pressure, and about 50-50 have diabetes.
You can't be fat and have high blood pressure. I think, which is what doctors, whenever I go to a doctor, they always get thrown off because I don't have high blood pressure. I don't have my sugar.
You don't have the sugar?
I don't have the sugar. I don't, yeah.
The sugar foot?
None of that. I don't. And they always go, huh? Whenever they take my blood pressure, they go.
It's kind of a dick move, huh?
Yeah, no, it's always a dick move. They always go, huh? I go, oh, how? I always go. They go, huh?
How's my cholesterol?
And they go, no, it's really, really good.
No,
and I go, really good for a fat guy. And they go, no, like really, like it's excellent. It's really good.
Yeah.
For anybody, it's right where it should be. That's just this is amazing.
And he's like, is it really amazing?
They call their coworkers in, like,
hey, everybody, look at this fat guy who's healthy.
Check this guy.
Everybody, look, this guy is healthy, but he's fat. It's like, amazing. Hey, doc, I can, I'm right here. I'm literally right here.
Emotions.
Yeah.
No, but you don't understand.
No.
It's amazing that you even have emotions through all those layers of fat that you have. It's amazing. This is, you don't understand.
You are a medical marvel,
where's,
sir.
Where's Stevens? Oh, he's on the phone with Guinness? Okay, that's good. Good thinking, Stevens.
Keep him on the line, Steve. Keep him on the line. We got another one. We got the world's tallest midget and the world's healthiest fat guy.
Nice. Midgets.
But I think midgets should be allowed to get married to each other.
I don't think they should. I think we got to stop the midgetry to a minimum. We got to just...
Midgetry?
We got to just cut it, man, and say, just cut your losses. Be like, you're a midget. You have sex with a tall person. You could only get married to a tall person. And that's it. And I thank you.
So you force tall people to marry and interbreed with little people.
For the sake of humankind. You know what I mean? And that way, in 47 years,
my friend. All right.
Did you know this? This is a true story. I'm not bullshitting. Talking about midgets.
Okay.
No shit. When I was going to school years ago. Oh yeah. I'm just listening to Mike blow his nose. All right. So. Many years ago, I was in school and had a project to do. And my project was to get with a classmate and get together. We were supposed to do our neighborhood and do the history of our neighborhood. It was a science class, but we were supposed to check, through the history of the entire of our neighborhood through.
Like going to ask your neighbors where they're from?
No. Like what was it, like 20 years ago was our house there? And then 20 years before that were, what kind of ground was it on? Was it like grass?
Uh-huh.
Was it all grass? Was it an
Indian burial ground?
Indian burial ground, right, right. Blah, blah, blah. And it turns out that we did, me and a classmate, she lived in Sweetwater, and I live very close to Sweetwater. Some would say I live in Sweetwater, but I know I don't.
That's pretty inside, but yes. We're talking about a specific area in South Florida.
Sweetwater, Florida. This is very specific. There's a reason why I'm bringing this up. We did the research on Sweetwater, Florida. Oh. Shit you not. Sweetwater, Florida. Now, this is a city within Miami.
Right. It's like a little municipality.
Yeah. Within Miami. Used to be a city... that was founded by midgets.
Really?
I shit you the
fuck not. This is not bullshit.
I'm not lying to you. I shit you the fuck not. It was founded by midgets by retired circus. I swear to God.
What?
I swear to God.
This is sounding like bullshit.
Watch. I promise you.
But like there were retired circus midgets.
I'm telling you.
Tired of the circus life, man.
No, I'm not tired of it. You just, at some point, you have to stop. You know, you're not.
Not if they were committed circus.
They're not Brett Favre.
Wow. You like that
4-year reference?
Yeah.
Bam. Oh, you've been truly retired for 4 years. But I'm going to bring this shit back. Sweetwater, Florida. I'm going to Google it now. Because I haven't even thought about this since it happened. So I told my my teacher, and I'm like, dude, it was a girl. My teacher was a woman, but she was really young. So I'm like, dude, check this out. And I started telling her everything. And I'm laughing, right? Telling her this. Unbeknownst to me. All right, let me finish. So then we're doing the project. And one of the slide that I'm talking about, Sweetwater and the history of it.
Right.
I put Oompa Loompas. I put pictures of Oompa Loompas.
Oh, you know way.
Yeah.
Oh, that's horrible. Oh my goodness.
The lollipop.
Chris Kringle. Oh, my goodness. That's terrible.
All right. So I'm talking about the whole midget thing. Nobody believes me. Fucking nobody. And in this specific class, I remember there was two older ladies, like older, like in their 50s, taking college courses.
Right.
And they hated me.
Of course.
From before this, they hated me. They hated me because I was always the class clown.
Yeah, disruptive.
You know, unbeknownst to them, and this was a very cool feeling, one of the coolest feelings I ever had in a classroom. When it was time, like the last month of school or something like that, the teacher, like, she was like, hey, come up to me, you know, one by one after class, come up to me. And I'll tell you where you're getting so far and what you need to do to pass the class or what you need, like if you even need to take the final type of shit.
Right.
So I remember going up to her and I was talking to her about something else and go, yeah, so about my grade. And then she was like, yeah, you have like the second or third highest grade in the class. You're fine. And that was very shocking to me. I was like, get the fuck out.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was like, get the fuck. She's like, no, I'm serious. You have like the second highest grade in the class. Maybe the third.
This was science class?
There was an earth science class?
Yeah. Okay.
And Mike's face is clapped. This is more unbelievable than the midget story.
Yeah. You need to start telling truth,
yeah,
Larry.
Yeah.
So nothing you're saying right now is believable.
So when I cut to me doing the midget thing, right?
Right.
And they're like, no, they have no way.
Nobody believed you.
Nobody believed me.
Like, I don't believe you right now.
The teacher had to back me up. The teacher was like, let me just say that when Neri came to me and told me this last week, I myself researched it because she said her husband's brother or her husband's cousin is a little person.
Oh, no.
Like, son of a bitch. She's like, I myself researched it and he's absolutely true. I did not know this. I've lived in Florida all my life. And she's like, I did not know this. He is absolutely right. And it wasn't until she said it that everybody was like, oh, cool.
Oh, wow.
That's really interesting.
It's like, this loudmouth motherfucker says whatever the hell he wants. He gets away with it.
Yeah.
No, it's true. Oh, wow, okay.
All right.
How interesting.
Well, I even put pictures of Oompa Loompas. You don't fucking believe me.
I think that's where you lost him. You put pictures of the Lollipop Guild and shit.
I did.
Oh, my goodness.
All right. So the history. History of Sweetwater actually began during Florida land boom of 1920s. When Miami-Pittsburgh Land Company purchased land and laid out the original plat of, quote, Sweetwater Groves. However, the 1926 Miami hurricane and subsequent South Florida real estate, quote, bust, put an abrupt end to development venture.
Get to the midgets.
I'm trying to get there. Okay, here we go. 1938, Clyde Andrews acquired most of Sweetwater Groves tract and began to market lots. Among the buyers were a troop of Russian dwarves seeking a place to retire after a career with the circus. I'm fucking telling you, it's been like 7 or 8 years since I've remembered this, and I'm pretty...
That's on point, bro.
They built several mini-scaled homes.
No! That's awesome!
Wait, that is so good. Several mini-scaled homes suited to their needs. For years, Sweetwater was known as, quote, midget community. As the midget community. Yeah. So, yeah. So in 1941, Sweetwater held a successful election for incorporation. The new town's first mayor was Joe Sanderlin, the midget's guardian and manager.
What?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. And by 1959, Sweetwater had attracted 500 residents and contained a town hall, church, grocery store, service station, and 183 homes. It also had a two-man police force and a volunteer fire department. Sweetwater was...
Of all little people.
Sweetwater was the filming location for the 1969 movie Midnight Cowboy. You know that shit?
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, and that goes in and on, blah, 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 whatever. Yeah, yeah. Fucking midgets, bro. Midgets. I was like, oh, shit. And I went, dude. This was
before you were doing comedy?
Yeah. Actually, no, I had just started doing comedy. I was like an open mic. I was like a year into doing
So you were like mic. Feasting on this midget joy.
No. Because I don't do local material.
No. But like not for material, but like as a comic mind, you're just like, look at this crazy shit that's happening.
And I was like, and I got to do a PowerPoint presentation and put a picture of a fucking Oompa Loompa and put a picture of the lollipop.
All of the people.
And just everything I could think of.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. And nobody believed me. I'm like, and I told him, like, well,
that's pretty crazy.
And then
man.
In my presentation, I go, I have lived in Sweetwater all my life. And for the most part, I have, even though technically I don't live there now.
Right.
But I've lived in Sweetwater all my life. I've never in my life seen a midget in Sweetwater. Ever.
I wonder when they, like, where happened to these tiny homes?
Yeah.
That's so good. That is awesome. Like, like a whole community of people that are like, fuck you, normal people. We're building our own shit.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Like, if the real tall people just built tall houses with higher ceiling fans.
Hey, come on. Most of Sweetwater is, you know, Nicaraguan. So, the real tall people are 5 feet tall now.
Yeah, they're five.
it's not.
Like, that guy's tall as shit, bro. He's 5'7".
Giant.
That guy is huge. Giant. A mountain of a man.
Jeez.
At 5 feet, yeah, 8 inches tall.
He's a giant. Ah, daddy, he's a giant.
Oh, my goodness. That is, you know what? Fun fact of the day.
Yeah.
Fun factoid
of the week.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Just letting you know, for those of you who don't think you learn anything on WooBro, that's what you know. That's how
learning is done.
That's how midget learning is done.
You learn a little bit.
Yeah. It's fantastic.
Wow, bro. That is ridiculous. Ah, man.
You know, it's funny because I just, now speaking of this, I just saw The Wizard.
The Wizard of Oz?
Not The Wizard of Oz. The Oz
movie.
Yeah, Return.
The Return. Or what is it called? Welcome to Oz, bitch, or whatever.
Oz the Great and Powerful.
Or something, yeah.
No, it's called The Great.
Right. It's...
no, but...
yeah, that's what it's called. The one with Mila Kunis looking sexy, but then ugly.
Yes. Yes. You know, it's funny because I have this Entertainment Weekly and I didn't even notice that it was her.
On the cover, yeah. She's
on the cover. She's
the uglifier.
She's the evil witch.
She's the Wicked Witch of the West.
I'll still bang her.
With the green.
In the green, yeah. Would you bang Mystique?
In the purple, in the blue?
In the blue.
In the blue?
Yeah.
Are we talking Rebecca Romijn Mystique or are we talking Jennifer Lawrence Mystique?
Does it matter?
No. But yeah. The answer to that
is... But you want to specify for the audience.
Yeah. I'm like, well, yeah, I'd fuck them both. Yeah, sure. Why not?
In blue.
Yeah.
With the scales.
Sure.
Okay. Would you bang the witch?
In the green?
In the green. With the pointy hat. She can't take the hat off.
I wouldn't want her to. Why would you do that? It loses the whole allure, the whole look. If I'm going to fuck a witch, I'm going to fuck a witch. You're going to be dressed like a witch.
Oh, it was great and powerful. Man, it was...
Was it good?
I liked it. Here's the issue.
James Franco?
It left me wanting more, I guess. It left me wanting more about the movie. And I blame it on the director because Sam...
Sam Raimi?
Yeah. He's a very meh director. He directed the Spider-Mans.
Yeah.
And...
He hasn't had a big hit in a while. Like, he hasn't had a solid, like...
Well, blockbuster hits. All three Spider-Mans were blockbuster hits.
Right. But that's not because of him. It was because it was fucking Spider-Man.
Right. And to those of you who are listening going, what are you talking about? I love Spider-Man 1 and Part 2. I don't like Part 3 so much, but Part 1 and Part 2, especially Part 2, is great. I tell you to go watch The Amazing Spider-Man, and then you go, oh, that's what a Spider-Man movie is supposed to look like.
Yeah.
And so, no, he did not do. He did a meh. He did a very eh, whatever. And
he did what he was supposed to do. Just put it up there.
Yeah, he just put it up there.
Just get it out.
And it's just whatever. But with Oz, I guess because it was the possibility of an epic was so much, was the possibilities there to do an epic.
Right.
Visually stunning. Visually.
But did you watch it in the 3D or no?
Yeah, I had to. Yeah. Actually, no. I'm sorry. I didn't watch it in the 3D. But this is the movie that I would have wanted to watch in 3D.
Really?
Because there was a lot of scenes that were made specifically like, and not just like for the sake, I mean, it was.
Not just like someone throws something at the screen.
No,
like,
no, there was a lot of like the witch fight. My wife got scared, legitimately scared. And like I jumped out of her seat 3 or 4 times.
Like, I didn't expect that from an Oz movie.
Yeah, it was really good. So here's the thing. It was good. The movie was good. I'm not taking anything away from the movie.
Right.
My friend gave me, I was blaming on Sam Raimi, whatever.
Sam Raimi, yeah.
And my friend put it best. He goes, what were you expecting for a G-rated movie? And I didn't even realize it was G-rated, to be honest.
Oh, that's true.
I didn't even think about it. I go, oh, shit, now that I think, now you, until he mentioned it, I hadn't thought about it.
You're like, fuck
but
this.
But honestly, what I was missing, not maybe.
Is what watched, you would get with a rated R movie. Well, not or even a PG-13.
What I was missing was like one of the flying baboons to rip a heart out of somebody.
Really? That's what you wanted?
I wanted a flying baboon to rip somebody's hands off, like their arms off. Like that's what I wanted. Like, you know.
What a weird thing to want.
And then I wanted the witch to rip a heart out, like a la Indiana Jones type of like.
Kalima.
Yeah.
Kalima.
Yeah. You know, it's weird because they, and if, I don't know, I know you don't watch this. Once Upon a Time, the TV show,
I don't watch it.
They show them ripping hearts out.
On TV?
Yeah, but the heart isn't a bloody heart. It becomes,
it's like a glowing jewel thing?
Yeah, it becomes a glowing jewel heart. Yeah, you do watch it.
No, I just figured because that's cliche as fuck. Actually, I swear to science.
My watch is a Once Upon a Time.
I admit to watching Glee. I would admit to watching Once Upon a Time.
You should actually substitute and lie and say that you watch Once Upon a Time because that's manlier than watching Glee. It's the whole story, it's like a fantasy.
That's why I assumed because it's a fantasy thing, right?
Like, and that's the way they could get away with somebody ripping a heart
out. Yeah. That's a violent move.
Then they turn it into dust. Like if she crushes it, like the person really dies. So if she crushes it and turns it into dust, the person would actually.
But there's
die.
Not like blood and guts squirting in
No, it's not. Oh. But I'm saying, even that would have been better in this movie. Even that, I was like, the evil witch was like, it was a big buildup because she didn't start off as the evil witch.
Right, that's
so
what the story
is. It's a big buildup, and you go, oh, okay, and then she turns into the evil witch, and then she doesn't really do anything evil. She fucking does a horrible laugh, and she really does nothing evil. Just like in the original Wizard of Oz, when you go, what did she do that was evil?
She wrote the sick, airy things in the sky.
Yeah.
And threaten a dog.
Yeah. That's it.
That's it.
That's basically what she did here. She did a lot of threats.
Yeah.
Oh, I'll make sure all of you never come home. And you're like, oh, okay. What, you want to get specific on one? We'll never come home?
How would you do this?
Will you get us lost and put us in a land that we can't walk back from? What would happen?
My only frame of reference for something, this is like a prequel to the Wizard of Oz movie. Does it lead right into it?
Yeah, I would say so. I mean,
like the next scene would be the house falling on.
This is the reason why I say it. It leads you, like, in my opinion, perfectly for The Wizard of Oz. Now, the reason I'm saying this with hesitation, because just today I learned that they're going to do, that they've already signed on to do sequels, The Three Witches.
Are they sequels or are they doing, like, spin-offs?
That's what I'm saying. No, they're doing a sequel. Mila Kunis said that all three have already signed on to do sequels.
Oh.
And I'm like, well, that would be The Wizard of Oz then, right? Like, in my mind...
You think they're going to reboot The Wizard of Oz with
that
story?
That's what I'm saying. That's why I was like, wait, is it a sequel? Or are you going to reboot The Wizard of Oz if that's what you consider a sequel? Either way, I'm down. I'm fucking
that
game.
Sounds interesting. Yeah.
I would... And I
that's,
love...
That's due for a remake.
No, I love the fact that this was not a musical. It was...
Really?
Like, when I saw...
I thought there was going to be singing.
No, when I watched this movie... First of all, I don't want to spoil it, but there's a little scene where... There's a little scene where the midgets start doing a little dance. They literally get like not even two or three sentences in James Franco's like stop no singing.
Really,
like he like literally it's like a wink at the camera like
we're not
fucking doing a musical here. And
it's
then
like, easy everybody,
yeah easy, take it easy. Like he but The Wizard of Oz, after I watched this movie, I was like, man, I would love to see The Wizard of Oz. I told my wife, I would love to see The Wizard of Oz made into non-musical. Just like a straight movie, I think it makes for a really great movie.
Yeah, that would be.
I'm not lying to you, dude. I got so into wanting to know more about the Oz right?
The world.
About the world. Because I was like, is this a prequel? Like, is this part of the, is this, was this a book? Was this taken from a book?
And yeah, then, yeah.
Or was this part of the Wicked Broadway show? Because that was a book too. So was this taken from that? Because it goes a lot into the history.
Based on the novels, yeah.
It goes a lot into the history of the witches. Right? Like, there's more than one, and...
It's funny you bring up Wicked, because that's the only frame of reference I have as, like, a prequel, or, like, Wicked is happening at the same time?
I don't know, because I haven't seen it, but I'm very interested in seeing it. Like, I was interested in seeing it before, because I remember when I first heard about Wicked, I didn't know anything other than it tells a story of the witches of Oz, and you go, huh, that's a cool spin.
It's interesting.
It's all right.
I saw it, and yeah, it's got the, some of the songs are good, some of them are stupid, and everything, you know, like it, as someone who's not.
Well, I saw Lion King on Broadway, and.
Is it? I would have, those are different. I think no, like
that, that was great, but my point to you of bringing this up is that they added some songs that weren't in the movie.
Right.
And I was like, this is stupid.
Yeah, the second
thing. I don't want to hear this.
Yeah, yeah.
But
I didn't sign up for this.
Only the songs that were in the movie, my friend.
Yeah.
This is not... They put a scene. They put like a whole scene that wasn't in the movie.
Yeah, they add stuff to it. They did that for the Beauty and the Beast.
Yeah, also. And I was like, no, don't do this. Don't do this. We're not... I don't want the director's cut. This is not... Yeah. Fucking move on.
But I think it would be interesting if they do like the movie version of Wicked. I mean, because it takes place during the actual story. Like the story that you thought you knew. And then it shows... behind the scene, what's really happening.
Right.
You know what I mean? And then it's like...
So I started reading about the Oz, the world. Now, if you know the answer, if you know the exact answer, don't answer this right away. But how many books do you think would be in the Oz books? Like, written by the guy who wrote The Wizard of Oz.
A bunch. There's like 15?
14.
Yeah.
Fucking 14. I was amazed. And Wizard of Oz is only book one. It wasn't even like Wizard of Oz was books 1, 2, and 3, and they combined it.
No, it was
fucking one.
It's one book. Yeah.
You could tell how Hollywood has totally changed because first of all, it was nominated for Best Picture. It lost out to Gone with the Wind, which is complete bullshit. Because
right. We know how much you hate Gone with the Wind.
Blech.
More noises.
Blech. Excuse me. Let me open up my iPad and we could get the sound effects going. All right. So yeah, no, it was quite disturbing.
I thought we had lost the sound.
Fuck. All right, so it was quite disturbing. So 14 books. I bought the books, bro.
Really?
Yes.
You're not gonna read them?
Yeah. No, I started reading them today.
Really?
Yeah. Wizard of Oz, I'm telling you.
You're reading books?
Yes.
I'm so excited for you.
I'm like, I bought 14 of them.
The wife just came in surprised.
The wife came in surprised. 14 books. The Wizard of Oz books. I bought the collection.
Are you going to read them?
Yeah, I started reading them today.
Oh, they're on a tablet.
Yeah, they're on a tablet.
Oh, that's not a book.
Well, what do you mean it's not a book?
It's reading.
Come
it
here,
counts.
Woman. You shall come here because thou husband commandeth you. Yeah, you see how she stays awake? Because I told her to.
Yeah, that's what it is.
It's opposite day. And whatever I say.
Bringing it back to the old school. Because you're an old fool.
Old school, because I'm an old fool.
Who's so cool.
So, yeah, so I bought 14 books.
But
so, I bought 14 books. I bought all 14. They come in a compilation, a collection. See? Look, she came back. I told you. What do you mean they're not real books?
They're not. I can't put them on the shelf. I can't put them on a bookshelf.
So they don't take up space that we don't
physical
need?
Space? No.
Right. But I still get the knowledge and the go through the journey that the author intended, right?
Let's see how many he reads.
Don't discourage him. I want him to read.
Yes, you are.
No,
yes,
you to read
no,
them.
No, but you're discouraging me. Your behavior is discouraging me. I don't want to read them anymore. See what you've done?
Look at what you did.
Are you proud of yourself? You ruined the little boy from the magic of reading.
Yeah, little boy.
Are you going to want to read them as well?
I am going to read them.
Okay, don't mess up my page count. You keep it to yourself.
At least you know he didn't waste the money because you're going to get something out of this.
I just put them on my phone.
It was $1.99.
For all 14?
All 14 books. Yeah. I could have got them for free, but individually. But I like the way this was set up.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Check back next week to see how far
he's got. I've actually done a lot of reading in the last week and a half since I got the iPad. I actually did a lot of reading. I've actually read, I'm not exaggerating, comic books are books too, okay? And so what? I've done a lot of fucking reading. I've done a lot. I've probably read over 25 comic books in the last week.
That's
done a lot of reading.
You've done a lot of reading.
How is that? Why are you and the wife? I don't understand.
They're
books.
They are books. They're illustrations. I don't take away anything from the.
It seems as if you're taking away.
No, the story and the artwork and the what goes into a good comic book, graphic novel. I don't take anything away from it. You can have a full literary experience with a comic book, but the written word is different. Like a book without pictures is very different in terms of experience.
I understand, but it's still reading. So me reading 25 comic books in a week is still a lot.
That is a lot of that is. I won't take that away from you. You spent a lot of time with your tablet.
Anyways, so my whole point is that Oz, the Great and Powerful Oz, has piqued an interest. Like I want to learn more about this world.
That's great, man. I'm really excited.
Which is weird because you're like, yeah, it's been around since 1900.
Yeah, it's like you are way late to this party.
It's like you're 113 years late to this.
Yeah.
I want to have jumped on board a little earlier.
Anybody? You guys heard about this?
You guys heard about this Oz?
You guys heard about this Oz?
Let's talk about this shit right now, son. Anyways, what have you seen any movies? I saw other movies too and I forgot them now, but
I was watching I was trying to catch up with I was gone for the weekend. I was in Disney.
All right, first let's bring mention to the fact that there was an episode last week and that was kind of beyond either one of our controls. We started recording last week.
Yeah.
And the power went out in my house. Like, it wasn't just my house. Don't think I don't pay my fucking bills.
In all of the midget world of Sweetwater.
The whole midget world. All the midgets were out of light.
Yeah. Yeah, but the power went out and we did what everybody does. Nothing. We sat in the dark.
Well, our faces were glowing. Everybody had their cell phones and iPads on. And our faces were glowing. We're like, okay. And my cousin was like, do you have any candles? I'm like, I have a flashlight.
Yeah. Live in the modern age, lady.
I don't know if you're aware of this.
We live in the 21st century.
Yeah, welcome.
Literally, the whole time I was thinking, I was like, man, not that long ago, like literally just the hurricanes a couple of years ago, but like what, like 2006 when all those hurricanes hit, we literally did not have these devices that were connected to everything and to waste time. We literally like after those
laptops,
right? But no, like if the power died, the power died. Like there was,
you charge it by your cell phone. We charge it by your car.
Yes, I'm sure there were ways to do that. You would have to be really dedicated to not interact with people.
I remember that because I was working for a cruise line at the time who had a satellite branch, in Colorado Springs. So I was online. And this was back in the MySpace days. And I would go online to check to see who was online. And there was no, because all my friends were from Miami.
Right.
Nobody was online. And then Lisa Carrillo pops up and she writes her status. She, like, whatever, she updated her status, whatever it was called back then.
Right.
She wrote on her own wall and wrote, I'm writing this from the laptop in my car, charging in my car. That's dedication or something like along those lines. Yeah. That's the only reason to bring it up.
I mean, yeah, that's dedication to not interacting with people.
Yeah, who wants to do that? This is disgusting.
No, but we were sitting there and I was like, man, we've really adapted well to these technologies. We've really bought into them. You and your tablet reading comic books.
I know. You know what movie I don't want to see? The Call.
The Call. What's out now? You know, I was in Disney all weekend.
The Croods are out. I want to see that. That's the animated one. Olympus Has Fallen, bro.
Bro, we got to see that. We're broadening. You off tomorrow?
No, I got shit to do tomorrow.
Shit.
But I get shit done early, man. I think we should go anyways.
I think it's time.
You were the one last time. So this is a true story. During a power outage, we're like, hey, let's go to the movies.
Yeah.
And then you were like, no, I can't. I mean, no, I can't do that because it's already late. I'm like, it's 8:00.
Well, here's the thing.
And you're like, I have to wake up early tomorrow to go. I'm like, it's a 2-hour movie. You'll be done by 10, let's say 11. You'll be home by 11. You'll be fine. You'll get 6 hours of sleep. You'll be fine.
No.
I don't want to.
That would have been first of all, that would have been incorrect because the movies did not start till like 9 something.
No, they didn't. They started like 8:50. Yeah, I told you. It was like 8:45. It was 8 o'clock and it was like the movie started like 8:30, 8:45.
And the one that you wanted to see was like 2.5 hours long.
The Burt Wonderstone movie?
It's like 2 hours long.
Okay.
That's a long comedy. I want to see it though, but for real, like I was like, I got work in the morning, man. I'm tired.
And it's complete contrast to my cousin, my 18, 19 year old cousin.
Yeah, bro, I'm old.
She was like this girl. I was feeling, my wife was feeding the baby last week, 5 o'clock in the morning. This girl walks in at 5 o'clock in the morning, comes home, takes a shower, goes to work because she had to be at work at the airport at 6.
Wow.
Finishes a full day, right? She was out partying. Finishes as a full, it wasn't like she was sleeping at somebody else's house and came home. It was out partying, came home, took a shower, went out. Then goes to, has a full day work. Then she leaves work and goes with her friends to Disney World for the weekend.
Like just hops in a car and
hops in a car and goes. And she drove for the first hour and 25 minutes or hour and a half. And they took shifts.
So your cousin does cocaine?
Apparently so.
Methamphetamines,
well,
cocaine.
Well, she's 18, 19. You remember doing all those one-nighters?
Yeah,
give me, and nowadays that they have 5 hour energy drinks and shit, I'm sure she's, you know.
Great. No, she's doing the cocaine. She's doing.
Maybe. I don't think she has enough money.
The cocaine.
I don't think she has enough money.
Popping Molly's.
For the yay.
The yay. It does get expensive.
Right.
Speaking of, Ultra was this weekend.
I know. I feel like I went because everybody posted fucking pictures on Instagram.
This was the year of Instagram at Ultra. Like, everybody was
so disgusting.
And I felt weird. Like, people were posting up their pictures, and I'm like, if you have anybody that you know that's on your Instagram that has anything to do with like your work life, you've just admitted to doing drugs.
Yeah, pretty much.
You've just, like, there's no, literally, bro, there's no one that goes. Everybody who's told me they went to Ultra, I was like, so be honest with me, straight up with me. I'm not going to judge you. I don't care. But what were you on? And they were all like, oh, no, nothing, man. I just had popped a few mollies and that's it. And I'm like, first of all,
don't say nothing and then follow the sentence with just popped a few.
A few mollies. I'm like, more than one. And they're like, no.
For those who don't know what molly is.
Molly is a, it's ecstasy.
Code name.
It's just ecstasy.
Right.
Well, they have like other things that they mix them with. Like you could get rolls that had, I remember back when I was working in clubs and stuff like that, it was they either cut them with it's MDMA. MDMA is the drug in ecstasy that makes everybody want to touch themselves and the lights look pretty and shit. And then they would
that's the one drug that's ever piqued my curiosity. I've always been like, yeah, I wonder what that's like because they say everything's great. I'm like,
yeah, everything is supposed to be good. I always got weirded out because I would see guys getting that way, and they're like these big macho dudes, and they would probably fight. But then I would see them rubbing up against like other dudes, and I'm like, that looks like, oh man, it just would make me uncomfortable.
Equality, Michael.
It is, no.
Equality.
It's fine for them. That's fine for them. I'm not gay. I'm not going to get gay married to anybody, but they can get gay married, and if people want to do gay ecstasy, that's fine.
I don't want the gay ecstasy. Do you have some of the straight ecstasy? I don't want.
It's like, no, do cocaine like the rest of us. but even then, like, there was rolls mixed with like meth, like amphetamines, like speed, and then cocaine, and there was like it was just like all these different drugs. Just like they mixed the pill. You never knew what was in the pills. It was dangerous. Like you would see people get down. Like my friend was telling me, I saw like 4 girls like in a row ODing. Like people were dying. A bunch of people died. Over Ultra.
Dying?
Dead.
Like dead?
Yes,
dead. I was gonna make fun of the fact that Bad Boys 2, the whole thing, the whole movie was built around these narcs going after ecstasy guy. And I was gonna be like, who the fuck is ecstasy? Give me a fucking break. Nobody dies of ecstasy.
Bro, lots of people do.
Wow.
Yeah, man.
I didn't know that. I really did. I was like, I thought it was a fucking harmless party drug.
No.
Of course, maybe
there's no such thing as a harmless drug. I mean, you take enough of anything and you fucking die. You take enough Tylenol, you die.
You take enough weed. You can't die off weed.
No, you can't die off weed.
So there you
That's
go.
The one.
That's the one, kids.
I'm telling you, kids.
Kids, listen up.
Listen up. If you want to do a lot
you
of
know.
If you want to do. Why isn't that sound effect on the soundboard?
Well, because one, that's Adam Carolla's sound effect that he does on his
boom,
podcast.
Bing, boom, bing.
Yeah, whenever he does one of these.
Oh, really?
He'll say something like, yeah, so if you want to do it, you know, if you want to pay a hook and never pay it with credit card, then it'll be like. Dun, 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 dun.
Clearly, I don't listen to the Adam Carolla podcast.
It's really good. It's really good.
But then
it's not my favorite. But
I'll tell you right now that if you do like that's the thing. The scary thing about those drugs is that there's no like medically, you can't reverse it. I remember where there were days where people would drop in the club. I would have to scoop them up, and they would literally feel hot to the, like, not warm, not like your body's warm. Like, my hands would hurt from how hot they were. And then they would be like, where you'd put them? I'd dump them in the alley. And then we call 911.
That's the scene from Bad Boys 2.
They
put them in vans, and the van drove off, and then dumped them in alleys.
Well, we didn't dump them far away. What we would do is we would put them in the alley in the back, and we were like, "Hey, somebody stumbled out. We think they're ODing." They walked out under their own power.
Somebody stumbled out.
Yep.
Yes. After I tossed them,
I would feel like I have that weird gene that superhero complex where I'm always rescuing, like looking out for how I can.
It's called help. A conscience.
Yeah, one of those. I'm from Miami. We don't know what those are.
I don't know where to get those.
Yeah. It's like.
I don't know. Where would you contract it?
How do I get rid of it?
Did you get bitten?
I'm infected. I'm infected with a conscience. But literally, like, I would be. Because, bro, like, you'd see girls. And you know how fucked up a girl is by the stage of how far apart her legs are when she's passed out on the floor.
Right.
Like, if she still has the decency to keep her knees together, she's all right. If she's passed out, legs open, it's like, fuck.
Well, unless it's a whore, that's kind of fucked up. And let's say she's a real whore, like, she's really whorey without the drugs, and then she takes a little bit of ecstasy.
No, I'm talking about, like, the muscles don't work in her legs anymore, that they just fall open like
that. Or
maybe
she's just a whore. Maybe. She wanted you to finger bang her, finger blast her while you dumped her in the alley.
That's terrible. That's wrong. That's so bad.
You dump people in the alley. It's so fucking awful.
Man. The first time they had me do it, I was like, are you serious? And I'm like, call 911 and get them over here. I'll tell them whatever the hell you want me to tell them, but I'll stay here with the person. And I would just sit them up, and I just kind of stay there and show up. I'm like, hey, we found them like this. And that was it. But I wouldn't want to leave them alone.
You're the one I called? Yeah, for these 13 people right here. Since the first call, there's been 13 more.
Well, the drunks we'd throw out. Like, the drunks, if they were passed out, like, drunk, but then there were the ones that you could tell. Like, their pupils were blown out. They looked like Mr. Burns when they do the drops in his eyes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Excellent.
And, yeah, but, like, that's... People were dying at Ultra this year, and it happens every year. Yeah, because what happens? They overheat, and that boils their brain. This year, there was something that they were calling super
molly. Excellent.
Pff, that's a really weird sound effect to put for, like, yeah, these people were dying. Excellent.
Fatality.
Yeah, that's it. That's the one. Just Kris Kringle. That's awful.
Who did you call though?
That's so loud. That was only after they were dead. And then they were haunting the whole alley.
Game over.
Jesus, stop. This is terrible.
Okay.
All right, control yourself. Go ahead. Okay, good. So this... There's a thing called, apparently they were calling it super mollies, and then so it had some other drug in it that they were overheating, and then they would bleed out. Like, there's just blood everywhere.
Bleed out?
Yeah, like they would just start bleeding because they would lose clotting factors, and
I don't know.
Yeah. It's crazy, bro. That stuff is bleed out. Yeah, man, ecstasy's for real, bro. Like, that shit is for real. Because it's not MDMA. It's all the other shit that it's mixed with. It's like all
if
the
you got pure MDMA, you'd be fine.
MDMA, yeah, is it's not, you won't be fine. You'll be high as, like, it's more potent. The reason why they cut it with other things is because MDMA itself is, it's
they're
a lot
cutting it. They're not cutting it for, to, oh, let's not give these people that much of a fucking
no,
high. They're cutting
right.
it so that they could make more money.
And it's also over quick.
Yeah.
The pure stuff is, there's a drug called DMT that Joe Rogan talks about.
That's
a lot.
The one I was telling you about. Was I talking to you about this? I was talking to a friend of mine recently about DMT. Yes, I know who I was talking to. I was talking to my friend about DMT, but I didn't know the name of DMT.
Right.
Actually, no. Not DMT. I was talking to my friend about, what's that other shit?
LSD?
No. The shit that's legal. That Miley Cyrus said that she was
doing. K2 or Mr. Nice.
It's
like incense.
That people,
spice.
That people... I forget the one, but there's YouTube video clips of people actually doing this shit, and they have to videotape it because they forget what the fucking high that they were on.
Right.
But they go through like crazy. It's a crazy hallucinogenic, but it's not a drug, so it's not illegal.
It's in the bath salts category?
Nah, I don't. Well, this is before bath salts. I heard about this and I saw these videos before bath salts were ever, like, before I had ever heard of bath salts.
You're a legal drug hipster.
No, it was you know who told me? It was Jim Norton's girlfriend at the time. I don't think they're dating anymore, but it was Jim Norton's girlfriend at the time years ago told me, oh yeah, you know, they did this and this.
Mr. Nice Guy. And I forgot Cloud what, Nine.
It wasn't that.
They had a lot of street names.
But it wasn't a street name. It had actually like a real name. It actually had like it wasn't a science name, but it wasn't like, you know what I mean? It wasn't Mr. Nice Guy. I would have fucking been like, get the
fuck. Yeah. So stupid. No, but that's what it's called. Like all those incense things.
Damn it. All right.
I don't know, man. I wish I could help you out. There's K2. There's synthetic marijuana. That's the one. That stuff gives you, like, that stuff is fucking chemical. Like, don't smoke that. Good gosh. But yeah, so don't do drugs, everybody.
Let's talk about drugs more often, because this is a great soundboard for drugs, apparently.
Yeah. Well,
kids, if somebody ever asks you for drugs, all right, anybody at all, just tell them.
No. Oh, no.
No. But that's...
I like the fact they control us from Nicaragua.
Really? They've said that she's from Nicaragua? Yeah. Oh. Yeah. I'll tell you right now, the Ultra thing and all that stuff, my friend went and he told me that, you know how in ticket sales, they made $278 million?
Yeah, sure.
$278 million to watch people press play. He even told me that at one point, they were showing something on the screen and the DJ was not on stage. They were showing him, the DJ, like, yeah, hands up, spinning, whatever. And then you look at the stage and he's not there. He'd go and take a piss break or something. And it was like, literally like, push. That's what happened. That's exactly what happened.
Because they don't go there for that. They go there for...
Of course not. I know. But it was just... It's crazy. They go there for the drugs, man. I'm telling you. It's just...
If you're
like,
a cop, wouldn't it just be who you to just go there and fucking just... With a fucking paddy wagon? Is that the...
No. The thing is that, do you really want to... Like... Because what's happening is that... I knew some of the cops that... not worked there, but they all had that detail. Like when they go to Marley Fest,
right?
And they have that detail, that off duty pay. They're getting paid $60 an hour. And the conversation that went with my friend and a cop that he knew that was there, he's like, hey, why don't you could? He's like, the cop was like, I could arrest everybody here. I could literally arrest, find, I will find drugs on every person here. And unless I see a drug deal go down right in front of me, which I'm sure he saw, he just averted his eyes. He's like, I won't do anything because I'm off duty. I don't want to deal with the paperwork. I'm going to pay $60 an hour standing here. And it's an enclosed environment. Nobody is, you know, disturbing anybody's peace. Everybody's here for the same reason. And then it's like, but the second they leave here, if they get pulled over, if they do any of that stuff, that's when they get fucked up. And I'm like, in my mind, I'm like, really? So you're going to wait till they get on the roads? That's a good idea.
Yeah. Why do you say that?
That's a good idea.
It just seems like we don't want to. To me, I think it's like a higher thing where people, I always imagine cops going like, no, we can't arrest them because they bring a lot of money into the city.
That's another thing. These people, they bring, the mafia kicks in.
You can't make them enough.
It's not going to come on.
So, the songs.
Yeah.
All right, so I just thought that it would be funny the gangsters come. No.
Well, that I'm assuming there are a lot of like new gangsters that are drug, like the Molly related, like club scene.
Well, yeah, Godfather Part 3.
Well, yeah,
he didn't want to go into drugs, but all the other families wanted to go into drugs.
Right. But I'm talking about now. It's like just migrated over to a bunch of like douchey dudes wearing like neon sunglasses and. Right, kill that. Oh, Jesus. None of this is going to come out. I hope it does.
It's all going to come out, Michael. Why are you going to be so negative?
Aren't you editing this one?
oh shit, none of these are gonna come out. Yes, I'm gonna edit this one because Michael
you're
is
taking
leaving,
over, yeah.
And
it's weird, man.
He doesn't care about us.
So well, Michael's no, I went here. To Disney
no,
over
no,
the.
You don't.
I went to Disney over the week. I care about me more. I went to Disney.
You heard it here, folks. Selfish.
Yeah. Full of self. And I went to Disney over the weekend with Bizarro Neri and a couple friends. And now I've had this weird realization that this is next couple months before I leave, or this month and a half before I leave, is going to be a series of lasts of Miami, like the lasts of Florida, the South Florida things. So like I'm trying to make a list of what do you think I should do? Like what I'm not like the stuff I have to do before I leave.
Oh, man. You should have done the music conference.
I should have done Ultra, man.
Should have done Ultra. What are they going to do, man? You're not going to have your job much longer anyways.
I should have done all the drugs. All of them.
Not like be, you know, end up bloody in a fucking alley.
Yeah. Not that, please.
But I, you know, why not? You know, it's not like you're opposed to drugs. You're just opposed to getting fired.
I'm opposed to.
You're not opposed to drugs. You've told me you don't do crack or coke or shit, but like.
I'd smoke the shit out of some pot right now.
Yeah.
Dude, I would.
That's what you should
I would totally you smoke. Should, a, my only problem is.
You should do that when you're on the drive to New York.
No, but then when I get there, I have to apply for a job. I may have to drug test.
I would just piss it out of your fucking system.
Yeah. I mean, I would. I mean,
it's gonna happen.
I should probably just if I smoke a fat bowl right now, like a big fat blunt all the way to the head right now.
His stoner sense. Oh, there's a disturbance.
His stoner sense is tingling.
There's a disturbance in the stone.
Whoa. I would smoke the most weed right now. I would smoke all the weed.
Yeah, so
I would literally smoke.
If you smoke everything right now,
it'll be out of my system by the time I get to New York. Oh man, you've planned my weekend.
We're going to. Hey, you want to go to the fair on Sunday?
Yes. Oh my god, I'm gonna go so high and eat so much food. Oh man!
If you're listening from his job, he's joking. Totally joking.
I'm not joking. I am not joking. I'm gonna be so. I'm not gonna be high at work, but I'm gonna be high in the parking lot as soon as I'm driving away from work.
Blazed.
I want to get laid while I'm high. I want to do everything. I'm gonna do everything stoned for the next week, and then nothing. And then like that's. I guess that was it. That's a weird
fair Sunday.
Weed fair.
No, not for me. Not for me. I'm just going for the food. Which is why you're going, but you're going to go high.
Totally go, guy. Oh man, you're gonna have to walk me around. I'm gonna get lost. I'm gonna be like
Mike. No. Ladies' bathroom. That's the ladies' bathroom.
I know what I'm doing.
Mike, you can't go back there. You can't make your own gyro. Come on, come back.
I want to deep fry this gyro. I'm gonna dip this corn dog in more batter and deep fry it, and then put ice cream on it. Put these donuts around
you
this.
Put so much sugar, man. Yeah, we went to the fair, to the county fair. We didn't talk about this.
Oh yeah, because it got deleted. That's right.
Because of the power outage. So we went to the county fair a couple of weeks ago, and we were both there on our cheat day, even though my cheat day has been the last 3.5 weeks. I've been doing so horrible with the diet. It's been awful, man. I started to feel bad about myself. Oh, God, it's awful. So we go to the county fair and we're gorging, right? But
bad.
No, you're doing it worse than I am in the sense of I...
You were doing food.
I was doing real food. And I was doing sweets, man.
Sweets. Yeah, I was just carb sugar loading, bro.
I was like, why?
It was gross.
Like, so item per item. So I get there and within like 2 minutes of me getting there, I eat a hot dog, right?
Right.
Which is the shittiest hot dog I've ever had in my life.
You shouldn't have got that hot dog.
It was a shitty hot dog.
You didn't plan your attack well.
Well, I did plan it well, but I just didn't get the right one.
Yes, there was a hot dog.
There was great hot dogs that I ate later on.
Right.
So that hot dog was shitty. So then I get an arepa maybe 20 minutes after that.
Right.
And I get an arepa. Then you show up.
Which is the newest thing out of Miami.
The newest
fad. There was a sign that said the newest fad coming out of Miami.
The newest taste out of Miami.
An arepa. You guys heard about this?
You seen this? If you're not from Miami.
It's a very common food.
It's a very common food.
It's literally like.
It's a very Hispanic food, but it's a very common.
You guys heard about these? Corn dogs? You guys heard about these?
That's the equivalent. If I were to tell anybody who's not Hispanic, hey, it's the newest thing. It's a corn dog. dog. You're like, we know what the fuck that is.
Yeah, new. All right.
That's exactly what an arepa is to us. To Hispanics, it's very common.
Yeah.
So my point is, we go there and I eat an arepa. Then you get there because you got there late.
I did. I had to.
And you ate an ice cream cone.
So I literally walked in. I ate an ice cream cone.
The ice cream cone of the future?
No, I did not get the ice cream.
Dippin' Dots?
The Dippin' Dots. You mean the ice cream of the 20 years ago?
Yeah, exactly.
The ice cream of the future 20 years ago.
The ice cream that should have been.
Yeah.
But that is because we made it right now.
That sticks to the spoon for no reason. You breathe on it and it gets stuck because it's all freeze dried.
I loved it.
It's great. I love Dippin' Dots. You just drink it out of the thing until it gets all sludgy and then you're like,
Regular ice cream.
Once it melts, it's like regular ice cream.
It's ice cream of the future when you first get it. And then by the time you get to the bottom of the cup, it's just regular ice cream.
Yep, that's it.
So there's a no-lose situation.
This is the greatest. But yeah, I had like chocolate peanut butter ice cream. I was eating rich stuff, bro. And that morning I had eaten for breakfast.
Forget the morning because the morning doesn't count. Because I ate Dunkin' Donuts in the morning, so that didn't count.
This
is like at 5 o'clock in the afternoon. So
yeah. We had already spent the day.
Yeah.
So I get there. I had like ice cream right away. Like literally like, I need sugar in me now.
You showed up to me like, where are you? And I'm like, I told you where we were. And you showed up still like finishing your ice cream.
Yeah.
I'm like, damn, Jesus Christ. All right.
And then I had the an ear of corn.
Yeah.
I was dipped in butter and salt.
Later on, you were like, and I had the corn. I'm like, you had a vegetable? Are you really claiming the fucking vegetable?
Yeah, we were competing. And I was like, the vegetable counts, man. Corn counts.
Yeah.
It's very starchy.
It's not.
It's not healthy.
It's not allowed in our diet on a regular basis. So.
Yeah.
All right. So then, what was the third thing you had?
I think the gyro?
The gyro,
that was disappointing. So you had the gyro,
and I had the Miami hot dog.
Yes, that was. You made the better call on that by far.
Yeah, especially my wallet did too.
Yeah,
you paid $8.50 for a fucking gyro.
For a gyro,
that was insane.
I had money burning a hole in my pocket. I had $50 from a comedy show that I did.
Well, I had like, money burning a hole in my pocket. It was called my wife, kid. It was like holy shit.
But I was like,
I spent more money on food than they did. I didn't eat much, but
I'll tell you what, man, that gyro was good, but I was like, man, it's not $8 good. This is not $8.
That's not $8.50.
Not if this fucking 50 cents. No way.
Whoa. Ease up. But so I had the Miami hot dog, which was cheese, French fries, guacamole,
and that what was that sauce that they put on top?
Deliciousness.
Magic sauce.
From whatever.
Yeah. Unicorn cum or whatever the fuck it is. It's delicious.
Unicorn jizz.
My biggest mistake were the deep fried.
Wait. We're skipping ahead.
Oh, we are?
That's my third. Then you get to the gyro. That's your third.
That's my third.
Right. What'd you get for the fourth?
The deep fried Reese's peanut butter cups.
But the thing is, you search for them.
The idea
you
of search, it. I did. Go, I sought them out.
You said there's a rumor that there's Reese's, deep fried Reese's cup. Not deep fried Snickers.
Or Oreos. Oreos is the one.
You go, not deep fried Oreos, but deep fried. And so you went to a couple places that had the deep fried Oreos, and you go, do you have the Reese's cups?
I sought them out.
You sought them out. We finally found one. You go, hey, there's one right there. You shot them out. You had three pieces.
Yeah, it gave me three Reese's peanut butter cups dipped in pancake batter. $3-4?
That's a better deal than the gyro.
Yeah, man, for real.
With three of them, that's $1 each.
Yeah, and then so, but the thing is that it would turn, because, it, okay, so the Reese's peanut butter cup is inside. It melts as it cooks in the oil, so it's just like, when I get it, it's like a ball of gooey grease with chocolatey peanut butter in the middle, and then I take a bite into it, and it just like it coats my entire mouth with just crazy greasiness. And I was
greasiness
just like,
or chocolate and peanut butter?
No, it was greasiness, like greasy peanut butter.
Okay.
It was like, and I kept eating it. I don't know why.
Three, bro.
I ate all
and
three.
Even after the first bite,
I was
or
like,
the first one, you were like, "This is not a good.
This
decision.
Is not a good idea."
And you kept on.
Yeah. I paid $4 for that shit. I'm gonna eat it.
The $8.50 is where you should
have been.
Yeah,
I housed that thing too.
So then I took down a slice of pizza.
Yeah,
right.
Pizza. Which,
it was pretty shitty pizza. It was a pizza that used to be $1. Now it's the $3.
Yeah. The dollar pizzas were back in the day. You get the whole pizza.
So I got a slice. It was pretty shitty pizza, but it was whatever. I mean, it wasn't. You
know, it was just filler. It was space. Yeah, it was timekeeping. Exactly. It's like I need to eat something every 3 to 6 minutes.
And then that was my fourth. Was that so? I got the hot dog, I got the two hot dogs.
And that's when I went nuclear.
And then you went, what'd you go with?
The donut burger.
Man, if I hadn't just eaten the pizza, I would have joined you on that because that shit looked good. In fact, add that to my list.
That's going to be
number one with a bullet.
Number one with a bullet, the donut burger.
For those of you who don't know, it was a burger.
Instead
of bread for the buns, they actually heated two
Krispy Kreme donuts.
And they didn't cut one donut in half, as I've seen it been done before.
Right. They used two donuts. Whole donuts.
Jesus Christ.
Plus a burger patty with cheese. And of course, I added bacon.
Of course.
Why wouldn't I? I could almost hear my heart crying out in pain as I took bites.
Well, I couldn't hear it because I thought your heart stopped.
It was literally so like,
I didn't hear your heart because I just thought it broke.
I could feel, like, it's like, man, should I be able to feel my blood? Like, I should not be able to feel my blood. This is bad. Yeah. And I felt like the Reese's peanut butter cups, I was fine up until I ate those. And then I really was like,
you ate shit before that. You ate ice cream. You ate corn.
Yeah.
So you ate ice cream, but then you washed it down with a vegetable.
Yeah.
And then you ate a gyro. That's not a big deal. I mean, it's not.
But then that greasy heaviness of those things hit my stomach. And I was just like, oh, that was.
No, it was the Reese's.
Yeah.
It was a fucking atomic bomb that is the Reese's.
Yeah. It was an explosion.
So then it was my turn to go sweet because I didn't go sweet. Until the end, right. Because I'm a normal human being.
But the donut burger didn't hurt me. I really enjoyed it. Yeah. It was really good.
And it shouldn't have hurt you. I don't think.
No, that was awesome.
But so then I went and I ended the night with a red velvet funnel cake.
Yeah, bro. That was ridiculous.
So good, bro.
It was, and you were, and I only got, I did not eat that myself, but I got a piece of it.
Yeah.
And it was. And
you didn't want it either. You're like, no, I don't.
I can't, bro. I can't.
And I'm like, all right, it's going to be here for you. Like, you have another fork?
Yeah. I was hurting myself. But you want to know the best part? I lost 2 pounds. Probably from the diarrhea, but I lost 2 pounds.
Dude.
The next day, Monday, I weighed myself after, like, it was bad. It was a rough night. But I tell you what, I lost 2 pounds after eating all that crazy shit.
And all you have to do is drink a gallon of Gatorade to get you not dehydrated.
Yeah. Although I drank some water and it's all back.
All back. That's fine.
Super amazing.
It was so we could do that on Sunday. You could be high as a kite.
Oh, I'm gonna be high as Joe Rogan puts it, high as giraffe pussy.
As every black hacky comic puts it, high as giraffe.
Really?
Really?
I've only heard Joe Rogan say it.
No lie. Without exaggerating, when I first started doing comedy almost 10 years ago, I'm not exaggerating. That year, I thought one of these guys that I heard it from stole it from somebody else.
Right.
Because there was, I'm not exaggerating, 4 different black comics that said it.
Really?
Yes.
I thought the first person I heard say it, I thought was the person who said it.
So what, every time I heard somebody else, I'm like, no, that guy stole it from the first guy. And then it turns out, like, no, that's
a hack thing. I did not know that. I thought it was a Joe Rogan.
And I'm not saying it's only a black comic thing, because obviously Joe Rogan is not black, but right. I've never, one, I didn't know Joe Rogan did it. And two, I've only heard black comics do it. Yeah. But I've heard a lot of black comics do it. Like a lot.
So basically, I'm going to do all the drugs. I'm going to smoke all the weeds.
Do all of it.
I'm going to smoke all the weeds before I leave, because what are they going to do? Fire me?
No, it would look bad on your resume.
No, it would really look terrible if I got fired. It would be very bad.
You would be throwing years of experience on the jury.
Yeah, this would be bad.
Don't do that.
But as an actor, comedian,
I
fit right in.
It gives you material.
Get out of the way, Seth Rogen.
Material. Sorry.
Lord, that's going to be break music because I got to pee.
Oh, okay. Well, we're going to take this commercial break to go. I'm going to go watch Mike get high. So we'll be right back after these messages. All right. And we're back. So,
so yeah, basically, I'm going to have a lot of new first, last things, a lot of new lasts before I leave.
You're going to be back in 3 months.
Yeah, when I fail. People keep asking me, like, oh my God, you're going for, how long are you going? I'm like, until I fail.
Back.
Yeah.
Christmas.
Yeah. I'm not putting a time on it. I just know when I'm back, I'm a failure. Just know when I come back, I'm
failed. Here's the thing, and this is not, I'm not saying this about you, and I'm not wishing failure upon you or anything like that. And I'm not saying that I do think you're gonna fail.
All right, here comes the
I really do.
Here comes the boom.
I've had the conversation years ago with Al Jackson. We had a conversation where we were talking about guys who go off and come back and don't, and they play it off as if like. They play it off as if
came back as a choice.
Yeah, or they play it off as they came back because they're gonna, you know, they found better things to do here, and it's like, and Al said this, and I just agree with everything. And I remember the conversation very vividly, and Al said it, and I agree with it. And he said, you know, I respect you more if you go and try and you fail and you come back, but you tried. There's nothing wrong with
that. Right.
There's nothing, say, hey, you know, you run out of money. Shit happens, man. Life happens. You run out of money. Yeah. Something happens. You know, we know a lot of people that have gone to do comedy, and, you know, we know Ellie to do comedy. Her dad, you know, passed away a month later. She came back. Life intervenes. And, and I don't think that's a failure. I really don't think that's I don't see that as a failure
thing. No, it's an attempt.
It's an attempt. And it's a one out of, you know, God knows how many.
But we are living in a material world.
Material.
I am a material girl.
But I don't see it as a failure. So if, and I don't wish you to come back anytime soon. But if you do, I will never say, oh, he failed. I would say, yeah, he tried it up there and it's just hard. It didn't work out right now, but he's going to go back some other time or whatever.
Dude,
Robert Kelly's fucking went out to LA twice. He lived in New York in two separate times in his life for years. He lived out in LA.
Yeah.
And he just went back to New York.
Right. Well, I mean, look, here's the thing, man. There's young people that do this and then that's it. Like, there's, you know, like I'm 31, right? So I've had like real jobs and like responsibilities.
Careers.
I have a career already that I've put work into. So it's like I'm not going without really having something potentially available. Like I have my plan of attack.
Right.
I have my plan. I work my plan until I can't anymore, and then that's it. But that doesn't mean my plan won't change when I get there and have like bigger plans or more plans or more opportunity and things like that. I'm really positive in the way that I'm thinking about it, because I'm going with already a lot in my, you know, a lot in my back pocket. You know, I'm going with a lot of help already.
Yeah.
You know, I lucked into a good apartment. I've saved every fucking penny that I've reasonably
can. Selling your car.
I'm selling my car. So it's like, you know, I hope to have a nice little chunk of money. I'm getting hooked up with a job up there, a day job just to make rent and shit, you know? Like all that I'm planning ahead of time. I'm not like, you know what? I'm just going to pack my shit in my car and go. Like, how much money do you have? $300. You know what I mean? Like I'm planning it.
Right.
I feel more structured. I feel safe, you know? I'm doing it the way an adult does things, but I'm not doing things an adult does.
Correct.
Yeah.
I agree. I concur. I agree. Well, when I hear you say, oh, until I fail, I was like, oh. Yeah.
That's facetious. It's for
comedy. Failure is, no, I mean, you mean it, but it's true, and you're gonna, but I'm just saying, it's perspective.
Yeah.
It's not failure. It's you made an attempt, and then you can make another one later on or whatever, but, you know.
You know what I will be doing when I'm up there?
Failing.
Listening to Woobro, watching Old School Picks.
Old School Picks. We actually,
Old School.
We need a sound effect for Old School Picks.
What is the...
I don't know.
Oh, it really should be like...
I just need... We need jingles. We need something like, where it's like Old School, Old School, Old School. Old School.
And yeah, then, I think that's it. You just did it.
And then... No, because I'm not going to be editing this, and that's not. That's not going to.
I need this on the soundboard.
Yeah, it's not going to work. Well, what's your pick this week? First of all, let's go
back. No, we got to go back, because I did. I watched the Old School Picks, because I felt like, you know what? I had only been watching my Old School Picks and Bigfoots from previous episodes. So I went and I watched License to Drive, and I forgot how much the Coreys, it was great. Like, I could not stop thinking of the Ninja Turtles in it, because Corey Feldman, the one that did Michael Jackson impersonations and stuff.
Okay.
Corey Feldman was
friends with Michael Jackson.
Right. Was Donatello in the Ninja Turtles movies.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah. So the whole time I'm hearing Corey Feldman, I'm thinking Donatello, right? Then when he does the driving test and it's Uncle Phil, James Avery.
Yes.
He's the voice of Shredder on the Ninja Turtles cartoon.
Is he?
Yes. So I was just making like these weird connections where I'm like, oh shit, this is like the Ninja Turtles movie, kind of. Like it sounds like it. Like if you mashed them together. Like I just had that.
Feldman is still alive, right?
I think so.
It's Haim, the one who died.
Yeah, Corey Haim died.
Okay.
But yeah, no, the movie was actually really funny. And Heather Graham is the hot girl that he's in love with.
That's because it's Heather Graham.
Yeah. But I forgot. She was like a really young Heather Graham. And
her name was Mercedes.
Her name was Mercedes. There was a lot of car puns.
Yeah. You have a Mercedes in the back of a Cadillac.
Yeah, shit like that. That was the whole time. And then it was just one of those movies where, like, all the, you know, like it's set up in a way where he's like the losery kid. And the whole time I was watching this, I was like, this is not realistic. That was the only thought I had.
What part is not realistic to you? Which is the part that made you say,
I genuinely, like the...
Oh, that was a good
one. It goes, you looking through pics?
No, yeah, I'm looking through Corey Feldman's...
you're fine. You're scouting some old school pics.
No, I'm not scouting. I'm actually going to check Donatello when you told me.
Yeah. He's Donatello.
I got it. I'm not. Not that I don't believe you. I'm just double checking.
Yeah. But it was just really fun. I don't know.
It turns out you're right.
The whole movie was just set up in a way where like all bad shit keeps happening, you know, over and over and over again.
This is a good one. I'm sorry. Hold on. I gotta save this one. I'm paying attention. I swear to God, I'm paying attention. This is not like the other times.
This is not like the other times where I was like, what did I say? And you're like,
aliens, guns.
Something about guns. But yeah, so I watched License to Drive. It was fun. It was entertaining. It was crazy. It's a little encapsulated 80s moment. Like they were all trying to be cool with the car and all that stuff. And I was just like, what? Who cares? Richie Rich, I watched.
Like what? Who cares? I like that. Who? You don't need a fucking car to bang a chick. It helps.
Yeah, like it's like the whole time I was watching, I was just like every character in the 80s had like either zero self-confidence or way too much self-confidence. Like there was no in-between guys. Like those would be the people. Like I would love to see the like cut to the other people who were like, oh, these fucking assholes. Because the people who are the stars of these movies must have been hated by everybody. Like they made them out to be heroes or like the nerds or whatever, but they must have been like annoying as fuck. It's like, God damn it, can you stop interrupting class with your bullshit? I need to go to college, asshole. Come on. You know, like all of a sudden they interrupt class with some fucking some big ass thing. And it's like, can we get back to a quadratic formula, please? Let's all stop because this one guy in this school of thousands needs to fuck a girl.
Oh.
Please, let's do that.
I think it's funny because did anybody in your school ever make like a grand gesture of love to anybody else, like a public?
Man, I'm trying to think.
I bring this up because I went to Braddock, and this was in the time of Braddock.
It was like the biggest high school,
the largest high school in the southeastern United States, yeah. And it was I had over 5,000 students. My graduating class was like 1,300 people. It was actually like 1,800, but graduated 1,300.
Yeah, there was 1,800 in the class.
In the class. And in one of the balconies, like when you're walking through class, you know, there's two floors and it's like an outside courtyard or whatever in the middle of the school. And in one of the balconies, somebody put, hey, like for La Natal, there was one of the
so-and-so.
It was one of the popular girls, right? But there's so many. It's fucking 5,000 students.
I mean, there's a million kids there.
Yeah. So then they somebody made a banner and said, would you go to homecoming with me? Somebody made a huge banner.
Was it one of the nerds or someone?
No, I don't remember who it was.
Or just another kid.
It was another kid. But I think it was like she dated him or some shit. I don't remember who. I think they were on and off all the time.
And that was the grand gesture.
And it was a grand gesture. And I remember when she got to class the next day, I had her for a class, right? This girl didn't say three words to me. I didn't say three words to her.
Whatever.
And she walked into class and everybody was talking. And when she walked in, everybody just stopped talking. And I personally don't remember talking about her or the banner or whatever.
Right.
but I just stopped talking. I don't know why. I just stopped talking.
Like, it got quiet, and all of a sudden, you're just like, everybody else is being quiet.
Okay, I gotta stop being quiet. And she was like, I to this day, man, you could fucking put a gun to my head and be like, hey, I'm gonna kill you if you don't give me the right answer. I'm like, I don't know. I know she yelled out either, yes, I said yes, or no, I'm not going, or no, I said no, whatever. But she's like so fucking fed up with the, because everybody was talking about it.
Yeah, that's a horrible thing to do.
But I don't think that we gave a fuck. Like, yeah. I'm just speaking for myself. I was like, who gives a shit? I was like, wasn't talking about you. Anyways.
That's one of those things, like, I remember I was in middle school, and this is before I went to private school, where we had lockers. I remember slipping a note into a girl I liked's locker.
Oh, we talked about this earlier, you and I. Yeah. What about me?
What about you? But I had done it. It just refreshed my memory. That, and then when she asked me if I wrote the thing,
you said no,
and it had my name on it. I just completely buckled under the pressure, and I was like, someone must be playing a prank or something. And to this day, I'm like, oh, that's like one of those things you remember happened like 20 years ago, but yeah. It still destroys you to the core. I've like, oh, I'm gonna be upset letters. For 3 days.
I've written two letters that were not
received well.
I'm gonna say not received well because. We still didn't because we didn't end up dating the girl, but
ouch.
But it wasn't like, oh my god, I'm so embarrassed, and it wasn't like a humiliating.
It was just
the girls were very kind to me,
right?
To say the least,
they gave you the aww.
One of them didn't talk about it.
She never brought it up.
I said in the note, hey, look, I don't want to mess up the friendship. This was in the first semester of college.
Oh wow!
And I was like, and I slipped the note in her purse.
In her purse.
I didn't even give it to her in her hand. I couldn't even be that much of a fuck. I was 17. I was about to say I couldn't be that much of a man, but like, no, because I wasn't.
Oh, you weren't a man. Yeah,
I was 17. I graduated high school at 17. This is my first semester of college. I wrote her a note. I go, look, I don't want to make anything weird. I really like you a lot. I want to take this further. Some shit to that effect.
Blah, blah, blah.
Exactly. But I said, I'm not going to be a spaz about it. Like, if you're not into me that way, that's cool. Just, you know, just leave it as it is, mm-hmm. whatever. And she never brought it up again. So the curiosity of like, hey, did you actually read it and not into me? Or like...
Like, you never know if she emptied her purse one day and just threw it away. Like, what's this? And threw it away.
And so I was like, hey, do you ever get that? And she was like, oh, that thing you wrote for my purse? And I'm like, yeah. Blah, blah. And I totally, like, the moment she said, I'm like, just change the subject. Fucking do...
Oh, you asked? Okay,
I asked. I was
on.
Like, no, but I very...
roundabout.
Very, like, it's just like broad, like painting with broad strokes. I was like, hey, you ever get that? No, that no. I couldn't even say no. I was like, hey, you ever? She goes, oh, that thing you in my purse. Like, yeah, and we're moving on. And so I just, like, at that point, I knew that she
had read it. Yeah, she'd read it, but it was not the answer you were hoping for.
Well, yeah, but at least she was cool enough to, like.
You want to know what? If she would have, I realize now.
She was really cool because. It so did not affect the friendship, and I was friends with her for years. So this day, I'm still like, text her and I say hi to her on Facebook and shit like that. Like, it didn't affect the friendship that I didn't even know she had read it yet. If she had read it or not,
right? It didn't affect.
So it wasn't like she was weird with me and shit like that, which is what I wrote in the letter. I don't want things to be weird.
I had a girl do. I had a girl do that to me in a note.
I wrote you a letter every day for a year. Notebook, no.
No, I thought it was
a notebook.
I thought it was Forrest Gump.
No,
he gets Forrest letters Gump. Back.
No, it's the notebook. I wrote you a letter every day for a year.
Oh, yeah,
I always think to myself, I'm like, what are you talking about? Like, day every day for a year? This is before IMs and text
after
messages.
The first
so when you write a letter,
letters.
You can't write a fucking 2 or 3 sentence letter. Like, you know what I mean?
When I sent you a postcard.
Yeah,
every
like
day.
I was like, hey.
Hey, what's up? I had waffles for breakfast.
Hey,
thinking about you. Love
dear,
you. Bye.
Dear so-and-so.
Right, so
I heard
like,
back from you. Day 247. Like, it's day 247. Still haven't heard back from you, but I've committed to writing you every day for a year because I put that goal 247
because
days
Because entertainment
ago.
Hasn't been invented yet, so...
Yes. I'm going to continue with this 365 thing even though I'm at 247 and I pretty much got the hint that you haven't responded in 247 days. But I'm going to continue writing these letters.
Oh, you get ready for more letters. Oh, you get ready. Now it's like really antagonistic. Yeah, yeah. I got another one for you, bitch.
Yeah. As a matter of fact, I included number 248 in the same envelope, bitch.
Yeah.
He's like, well, I can, I recycle.
And then later,
we only got one Earth, bitch. We only got one Earth.
No, and then she's like, oh my God, I finally got the first 230 of your letters. I'm going to read all of them right now. After that, don't read anymore.
You can't even say after that. You can't even say after that. You gotta write another letter, Blake. My dear Susanna, listen, my brother.
Yeah.
Had a bad accident. And my brother was writing the letters for me.
Yeah.
He was just a little angry.
He was angry.
In the accident. And he was writing it as if he was me, but I'm not. That's not wasn't me. So when
or like
I said,
they're like all stalked.
When I said your pussy wasn't that good, that wasn't.
That
me.
Wasn't. That was not. That was my brother who said that about your pussy.
Day number 280. I'm sorry.
Yeah. I know this conversation is taking a dramatic turn, but
just know that I'm totally sorry.
Or like you finally get a letter back that was lost in the mail for 200 something days, and you're like, so I just got your first letter after 248 of my letters.
Yeah, at what point do you stop? I'm going to write you a letter every day for a year.
You don't understand.
That's not fucking romantic. That's creepy.
You don't understand. It wasn't for her.
It was for him.
No. It was for him.
At what point, and this is an episode of How I Met Your Mother, at what point is something creepy and at what point is something romantic?
I tell you, it's creepy when the girl just doesn't want it anymore.
It's
and you never know as a guy.
It's creepy when the person, because girls can be creepy too.
Yeah, yes.
Girls are not creepy, they're psycho.
They're psycho, yeah.
So it's creepy or psycho when it's not received well, but when it's received well.
And that's the fucked up part. You have no control over how it's received.
Yeah.
Like, I'm sure that guy put heart and soul into that big ass banner, and then that girl was just like, oh. This is a bad
embarrassed her or whatever the fuck.
And you know, when I wrote that note to that girl, I probably would have been okay with her being like if I would have said, like, I probably would have been okay with the rejection, but I was so afraid of it that I was like, nah, must not. I didn't give her a chance to answer. What if she would have said yes?
Yeah, what if she would have said
yes? I completely shot it down.
Well, I had another girl that I wrote a couple of years later after that. That was my first semester in college, and I wrote another note, and I slipped it into the CD jacket.
Did you just give it to her?
No, I can't. That was my problem, dude. I couldn't. I was so like, and I put it in.
Ironically, a man who makes his living with words can't find the so few funny. To say to someone he cares about.
Yeah. And I had a CD. Remember those CD cases? That you put like, you know, 30 CD.
Like a binder.
CD wallet.
A wallet, yeah.
And I put it in one of those. I put a note in one of the CDs, and then she asked me about the note. She's like, what does this mean? I'm like, and she pulled me out. She called me out. She was like, I want to know what this means.
What does this mean? And you're like,
did you read it? And she was like, yeah.
How do you feel about this?
I want you to tell me what, like, she pulled that
really
out of me. And like in a nice way. Now, I'm not trying to be a dick about it, but, and I was like, oh, that's, you know, I like you.
Basically telling you, stop being a pussy.
Yeah. Yes, very much so.
And how did you respond?
And I manned up when I had to, when it was time.
What, you got your shit called on?
No, of course. What are you going to fucking, I'm just putting it out there that I like you. And she had a boyfriend at the time. And I was like, but I'm not doing anything out of disrespect. And I'm like, I just want to let you know how I feel, but I don't want to disrespect you or your relationship. And the relationship I knew was doomed to fail, but I was like, letting you know, I didn't say that to her, but I was like,
I'm the next vine on your Tarzan swing of men.
Pretty much. I was like, I caught next. I don't know if anybody's already called it.
Oh,
but I caught next.
It's like you showed up at the basketball pool. We're like, we got next.
Yeah, we got next.
We got next.
We got next. We run this shit right here. Anybody got next? No?
We got next.
So that's how I approached it in the sense of like, look, this is how I feel. I want, and again, I don't want things to get weird or whatever, but I don't want to disrespect you in any which way, shape, or form. I just want to let you know how I feel because I, you know, if I don't tell you how I feel, it's not fair for me. And I played that shit off real well, but I had to get called out.
Yeah, I had to get called out.
Yeah.
And I'm sure as soon as you were done, you were like, you gotta get all the words out. It's like at the end of old school when Will Ferrell does the debate speech, and at the end he's like, what happened?
What happened? I don't know what happened. That's exactly what happened.
I don't know what happened.
That again, I didn't get the results I wanted, but we were still friends. It was not anything.
The only time I
that helped, ever, the fact that she called me out helped me out.
The only time that ever worked for me was I called a girl out because we were.
That's not the same.
It's not the same, but like
you're like a guy, you're a fucking thing.
No.
The fat girl that writes the blog.
No, because this girl,
called? Fat girl in the city, whatever the fuck it's called. Fat girl, the fuck.
Yeah. That's what it's called. No, but like
it's not that far off.
No. Not that far off. Let me finish the fucking story.
I'm sorry,
I'm not going that way. That it was the girl that had a boyfriend already was giving me attention, and I'm like, hey, what is it? And I was like, literally, I was like, hey. If you're attracted to me, I'm attracted to you. I'm attracted to you already. This is great. But you have a boyfriend. What are your plans on this? What are your intentions?
She's like, no, I want to keep fucking him.
And then I was like, and this was like right after high school when I was in that stage of like.
Is this before or after the mother-daughter combo?
Before. Okay. Right. This was right after high school.
Okay.
And I was literally.
For those new listeners, Mike had.
Can we just leave it some mystery?
No, because in a previous episode, Mike has shared that he once had sex with a woman and later on started dating her daughter, unbeknownst to him.
Yeah. I didn't. Yeah.
Okay, go ahead.
Wow.
And we're back.
But this is before that. So I that's when I really started getting like more confidence. I just graduated high school. I was like 300 pounds. I was just a big fat guy, but I was like, fuck it. I don't care anymore. And then that's when I got real, like the way you would put it, like, hey, if you don't feel the same way about me, it's okay. Like, I wouldn't even throw that out there. I would just be like, hey, I'm interested in you. Like that. Like, just balls out. Like, balls in your court. And then.
Yeah, I didn't get that way.
And then if it didn't work out, I'd be like, all right, I'll see you later. And then it was
way until I started doing comedy.
It would hurt, but it was just like a lot more direct. And so with this girl, she was like kind of like giving me a lot of that physicality that you don't give another dude when you have a boyfriend. You know what I mean?
Right.
You don't sit on another dude's lap. You know, she would sit on my lap and I'm like, you have a boyfriend. And then.
You don't mow another man's lawn.
You don't mow another man's lawn.
That was funny. You didn't have to punch him. You didn't want him to think we were in cahoots. We didn't have to have beers with him afterwards.
But Jesus. But yeah, so then this I called this girl out. You're enjoying your own little moment. I just want you to keep laughing.
Bro, it's just that movie is so fucking great, man. I'm sorry. All right, go ahead. I'm sorry. All right. Somebody on Twitter hit me up like, hey, what are your five favorite comedies or five best comedies? Go, your top five comedies.
Someone said that?
Yeah, on Twitter. And I told them mine and I included Kingpin. And they go, Kingpin better than, I forget what it was. And I was like, yeah.
Yeah.
It's not even close. Oh, Super Troopers.
Oh, yeah.
And I go, yeah, it's better than Super Troopers. I go, yeah, not even close. I love Super Troopers.
I can't do that. That my favorite comedy? Fuck, I can't do that. I wouldn't be able to pinpoint
it. Like, I only have 180 characters. You'd spend more fucking tweets writing the disclaimer than you would fucking movies.
I'd be like, I refuse to do this. I don't want to offend any of my loves, my movies that I love. But definitely Three Amigos is on there.
You think Three Amigos is on there?
That's for me, yeah.
All right. I just ordered that movie the other day.
Yeah.
At the comedy contest.
Oh, really?
Yeah. There's a comedy contest going on in South Florida that I participated in, and I moved on to the next round. But a bunch of the guys that won or that moved on to the next round with me, we were talking about comedies and movies that we had seen, and somebody quoted the Holy Grail, which I have not seen.
Yeah, that's
a
great movie.
And so they were quoting it, and I go, no, I haven't seen it. And they go, oh, man, you got to get to see it. And so then I made a reference to, I made a reference to Three Amigos movie, and I go, my little buttercup.
A smile.
And I'm like, ah. And he's like, I don't know what you're talking about. He goes, I don't know what reference that is. And I go, that's fuck. And then everybody else was like, Three Amigos. And I was like, yeah, bro, fucking. You guys.
Look up here.
And the one guy didn't know it. The one guy who was like, you know.
Giving you shit about it.
Well, he wasn't giving me shit, but he was like, he literally said, he goes, it's pretty famous comedy. You should, as a comedian, you should probably get to know that movie.
And then everybody put him to shame. Then, as a comedian, you should probably watch the three greatest comedians.
I go, as a comedian, it's a pretty big movie. You should probably have seen.
Yeah, I turned your words around on you. I should have gone out for drinks with him afterwards.
So then, anyways,
we had a little love life story.
I did the comedy thing. Contest and it was fun, but hanging out with the comics was a lot of fun afterwards.
That I'm telling you, man, that's
one of the worst interviews I've ever had in my fucking life.
Really?
Because the people who move on, first of all, when you move on, they gave us $100 for moving on, each of us.
Congratulations.
Right? And they just gave it to us a C note. Each of us. Boom, boom. We're in the middle of a fucking casino because the concert is taking place in a casino.
Right.
And we're holding $100 each. And we're like, so
you're like, I get it. I fell into this one.
No, but you see, the funny thing is, to me, to make, you know, and I was just joking around, but to me, since I'm not a gambler, I got the money, I was like, so do we have to go around looking for the hookers, or do they come to us? And I got the casino guy just started laughing. So no, you're not gonna answer that.
So this is not okay. My bad. No, that's on me. My bad.
And so that they gave us $100 each, and I thought it was really funny. But we got interviewed for from some local TV. I don't know what it's gonna be on, what channel it's gonna be on. But the lady was fucking awful.
Really?
She didn't look at us in our. She didn't. Was she interviewed?
Was it Deco Drive? No, Shereen Sandoval.
Deco Drive knows what the fuck they're doing. Those are pros, man. They know what the fuck they're doing. They interview. I've been interviewed by them before. They're really fun. They keep everything very light.
Yeah.
It's they make eye contact. Everything that this woman did not do. Right. She was like, when you ask a question, you're going to answer the question within the question. So if I ask you what your favorite color is, she points to me. And she's like, you're going to say, and I go, my favorite color is red. She's like, yes. You have to say the question in your answer. Right. And so I get there, we sit down, and man, I'm like, I'm psyched. I have $100 in my pocket. I mean, yes, I'm excited about moving on to the next level of the contest, but yeah. I'm like, I got $100 in my pocket. It's fucking nice. So I'm excited. I'm happy. Right. Hanging out with fellow comics. We're fucking.
Yeah. It's a great night either way.
Right. So I get there. I say, hi. She goes, oh, what's your name? She tell her my name. She goes, how'd you get into comedy? I tell her the long, boring story about me getting into comedy, but I'm making it fun, making it exciting, whatever. And she fucking bitch wouldn't look at me in my face. She wouldn't make eye contact. She was looking at her fucking phone for the next question.
Was this like a network news thing?
No. It was like fucking cable TV and shit. I don't know. I really don't know what it's for. Even if I did, I want to say it out loud because I don't.
Right.
But I really don't know. I honestly don't know. And so then she tells me, the questions are as follows. What's your name? How'd you get into comedy? And then when I answered that question, she's like, have you ever stolen material?
Wow.
Yeah.
That's a weird question.
Yeah. Which I was like, what? What? Like, I've never been thrown off before in an interview. And I was like, what? I've never been asked that fucking question. And I'm like, no. And I literally said it like that. I said, no. What?
No.
What? No. No, that's crazy. No. So I got my bang straight and I go, all right, so let me continue with this question. I went on talking about how I know famous comedians, and Roseanne Barr said this, that she started doing comedy and her first set was a Bette Midler set. And that people came up to her afterwards, and I didn't mention Roseanne Barr by name in the interview, but I just said the famous comedians have said this, where they've, you know, done other people's sets, and when they were approached afterwards, like, hey, that was Bette Midler, they said, oh, it's like a tribute. It's like doing a tribute song, or it's like, they didn't know that this was against the rules.
Yeah, you can't do that. Yeah.
I never had that. I never had that moment of like, oh, nobody would ever know, or, oh, it's a moment, oh, these are my favorite jokes, let me start doing Eddie Murphy.
Right.
I never had that. I guess you call it naiveness or innocence. I said that on the interview. See, that was the end of the question. And then she goes, oh, that seems like it offends you. She's like, oh, that seems like it really, you seem to feel strongly about that. I was like, we're continuing with this line of fucking questions.
Yeah. Like, she was clearly had an agenda.
Yeah. And I was like, yeah, of course it offends me. I'm a comedian. That's highly offensive to comedians to steal material. Of course. If you're a comedian and it doesn't offend you, then there's something wrong with you. Then you're not a comic.
Yeah.
I'm like, that's some bullshit. I'm like, I was like getting to the point where I was like,
who the fuck are you?
Why are you asking these questions?
And
I told her, I was like, this is like somebody stealing your presentation. Like, you work hard for a presentation for X amount of time.
For some work
and then somebody else takes the credit in front of the board and in front of a huge meeting, and they get a promotion or they get a raise. That's how it feels for us. Even though it may be a fart joke, it's a joke nonetheless that
we worked on. Yeah, something
so,
we.
So I had to say that. Like, what do you mean? Am I offended? Fuck you and your mother, you stupid cunts. I was like, what's wrong with you?
You said that. No, I will. I pray.
God, I wish.
Yeah,
I wish I would have, man. I honestly, I think back about that, and like
you should have gone off.
I was the second one. I was the second person up, and I told all the other guys, like, look, she's fucking awful. She's not gonna look at you. She's not gonna make any eye contact. You have to bring your own energy. Because that brings up a lot when you're being interviewed by somebody and they're looking you in the eye and they're smiling,
yeah.
That brings up your energy in the interview.
Right.
And the conversation. And then she brought none of that. So I was very, like, looking back, I was like, I should have gone off on her. But I don't know if she's like a judge. So I don't want to fuck myself up for a future round. That's what I was thinking at the time. I was like, I don't know if she's a judge, so let me not piss her off.
Yeah.
She goes, oh, what do you want to do if you win the $5,000? What are you gonna do? I'm like, I would love to say I'm gonna throw a big party, but you know, I'm married, so what are the chances? Yeah, nothing. I got that chuckle. That's what I wanted from her. She got nothing. She goes, nothing. Didn't fucking look at me. And I was like, so I don't know. Maybe get married since I have a kid. You know, again, making another joke because I'm already married. Right. Yeah. She was like, yeah, I mean, that's a thought. Those were her words.
Fucking listening to you.
I'm like, you're not. She's not. I'm like, you're awful. You're fucking awful.
It's like that scene in Wayne's World where it's like Wayne's World 2 where he's like with Mr. Scream and Handsome Dan. And he's like, I could literally say, you are a giant tool. And he's like, oh, boom. And he hits the sound effect. Yeah. He's like, you are very ugly. You are not handsome at all.
Anyways. All right. So sorry about that.
So wherever that shows up, that's going to suck.
That's going to suck. So if it doesn't suck, it was not because of her. If it does not suck, it was because of me. If it sucks, there we go. You know why.
All right, well, so back to the old school pics real quick.
All right.
So License to Drive was lots of fun, just ridiculous. Richie Rich was surprisingly entertaining. I did not feel I wasted my time. Joe versus the Volcano was very good, always good. Meg Ryan, there's two Meg Ryans.
Yeah.
Two delicious Meg Ryans in her Meg Ryanist. And If Looks Could Kill was fucking awesome.
Really?
Oh my goodness. No, it was amazing. It was so. First of all, Richard Grieco, he's playing a high school kid. He looks like he's 35 with plastic surgery. Like he looks manicured eyebrows.
Did he look bad?
He looked like Richard Grieco.
Beautiful.
No. Right, like he looked beautiful. Like manufactured Richard Grieco. He looked like he had like fake eyebrows pasted on top of his real eyebrows. He
probably did.
Yeah, but it was a mess. But it was.
He didn't look Richard Grieco-y?
He looks like Richard Grieco looks. He looks like fake looking.
No, Richard Grieco now looks like shit.
He looks like crap, yeah.
He looked like crap in that movie? That was him as Richard Grieco.
It's just that he's not a teenager.
Right.
He's an older guy playing high school.
And you saw this after watching License to Drive.
Yes.
You saw real teenagers.
We had real teenagers in it.
And you're like, this is not a real teenager.
Also, I got to work with someone in that movie too. Gabrielle Anwar is the girl in that movie from Burn Notice. She's the young girl.
The Irish chick.
The spy. Yeah. She's the spy's daughter in If Looks Could Kill. Man, it was a lot more fun. That was awesome. They had the car and all the kinds of crazy shit happening. The French teacher. Hey, bro. That shit was fun.
I got to watch it now. It was
really fun, bro. All right. So, old school picks. Migo, you go.
Oh, you go.
Me go. I had a comedy one. So I'm gonna go with
Did we ever talk about Mannequin 2 on the Move? Did you ever watch it finally?
No, I never watched it. I have to watch it. I'm going to go with Falling Down. You know what I'm talking about? Michael Douglas? What? Don't tell me you were going to pick that today. Yeah! Falling Down, Michael Douglas.
Second in a row he takes from me.
We're starting to overlap, I think. We've had a lot that you took
from my list, directly from my list. I wasn't like, oh, I thought of that too, but I forgot to add. No, that's on my list.
On your list. No, but Falling Down, Michael Douglas.
Which is why I always give you the go ahead. I always give you the first pick because yeah. I have a lot more. I feel as if I have a lot more.
You have a lot more, yeah. You plan ahead more. You've written them down. I love that movie where he goes, he goes ape shit and he goes nuts and he slowly like the guy on the golf course. Like, there's just so many good moments in that movie. I definitely want to revisit that movie. I want to watch it again. That's my pick.
I'm sorry, I'm laughing at my own list because I have Reservoir Dogs in it, and I'm like, I don't think that counts as an old school.
A Reservoir? Who made that? What's that? What is that?
All right, I deleted it. Relaxed.
Is that a movie about dogs? About like training dogs?
I will go with Falling Down. Is that a drama action?
That's drama. That's more of like a drama. There's some action in it.
All right, so I'm gonna go with that. I'm gonna go with one that has more action in it and go New Jack City.
New Jack City with a cracked out Chris Rock.
With the only performance of Chris Rock that has been good.
Yeah.
In a movie ever.
He was great though.
Yes.
He was awesome.
Yes, because he was a crackhead.
And he was playing dramatic.
Yes. Chris Rock, to me, is the most overrated everything on earth. Like, to me...
Really?
I don't find him funny as a comedian at all.
Really?
I don't find him funny as a comedian. My opinion, I'm not saying he's not funny. I'm saying right. I don't find him funny. He's definitely influential in comedy. And again, I'm trying to backpedal
because
he's a famous comic, but I don't find him funny at all. Just my taste. Nothing personal against him. I've never met the man. I've never met him.
It's hard for me to relate to a lot of the black material, but I think he's funny in the way he constructs his bits.
I find his bits really, really annoying. I find his voice really annoying.
Right.
And but again, this is my personal opinion. I've never met the man. I'm sure he's a nice guy. I've never met him. Trying to find that balance of really letting my feelings out about
fuck this guy, but I respect him.
But honestly, I do respect him for what he's done. He's a fucking hustler when it comes to comedy. He hustles and writes new shit every year. Like, he's a baller, bro. Give respect. Give credit where credit's due. But I just don't find him funny. But again, that's just me.
Do you think...
Literally, that's just me. Because that's
nobody else agrees with you, yeah. Do you think that he deserves...
I find a lot of black women agree with me. Actually, I have a lot of black women friends, and they agree with me. They go, "Yeah, I don't find them funny."
Why do you have a lot of black women friends? That's interesting.
Because I used to work at different companies I worked at a travel agency.
Oh, okay, right.
No. And a lot of them were either black women or gay men.
Oh, I guess that's true.
And that's just the way it worked.
That's the demo.
That's I don't know. I guess for that company it was. I don't. Actually, in travel and the hospitality, apparently gay men are really popular in the hospitality industry, whether it be travel agencies or cruise lines, which I worked in both. I worked in a travel agency and a cruise line, and there were in both jobs there were a lot of gay men.
Oh, good.
But yeah.
So, do we have any listener picks?
Yes, we have a rookie pick.
Oh, rookie.
He sent
new picks?
Rookie, yeah. Well, no, I'm going back to the old shit.
I know.
We already picked, and we're just going to go ahead and... All right, so he goes, Higo, a couple more listener picks for you guys.
My fan.
Your fan. I don't know if we've done this movie already. Maybe we have. Under Siege.
No, we haven't.
He picked Under Siege.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Way to go, rookie. That is a great movie.
And it's totally downhill from there.
Tommy Lee Jones.
It's totally downhill from
there. Whatever. Who cares? Under Siege is good.
Yeah, Under Siege is great.
Tommy Lee Jones, awesome in that movie. And you get to see, what's that girl's name from Baywatch? Erica something or other.
I don't know.
Erica Leniak. You can see her titties.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
She was great.
And
her titties were nice.
Yeah, nice. Very sexy. That was good. And then there was like Steven Seagal. That was like his biggest... Wasn't that his like biggest movie?
Yeah.
And he does... yeah, man. That was great.
And Under Siege 2, not too mean, but...
Under Siege 2 wasn't as bad.
I thought it was great.
Under Siege 2 was not as bad as people... give it.
I don't think anyone. I've never heard anybody talk bad about it.
Some people talk shit about it. Like, there's certain scenes.
I wouldn't know them because they're not my friends.
Yeah. You're not my friend because you don't like Under Siege 2.
You don't, that's how I feel.
The dark territory.
You know how you feel the same way when somebody badmouths Star Wars as a
party. Yeah, I really do have a moment.
Yeah, you do have a moment.
I guess we can't be friends.
Yeah, exactly. And that's, I'm like, that's how I feel about, the friendship between Oni and I died when he goes, "Yeah, Tam Cop wasn't good," and I was like,
"Oh,
what? And I didn't know.
Like, you're like, hurt,
First, I had to like make sure he wasn't trying to troll me or whatever.
Are you fucking kidding me?
No, are you just saying that? Are you just talking shit because you're angry about me talking shit about Steven Seagal? If that's the case, I understand your anger.
You're and
I
can understand. Out of anger. Yes. We'll talk later when you've calmed down.
Yeah, like that. And I still don't know if he's serious, but if he is, there's a piece of our friendship that died and I will never be resurrected again.
Stevie B overrated. Ooh.
You see? There's no such thing. There's no such thing as Stevie B overrated. That's craziness. That's like nobody. Yeah. First of all, you have to be rated to be overrated. It's not like.
Oh my God.
All right. So that's Rookie's pick. So we had a good turnout. But New Jack City, man. I fucking love that
New Jack City is a good one. Yeah. I got to watch that one again too. Yeah, some good picks, man. Falling Down, New Jack City, and Under Siege.
Under Siege.
That's a great combo.
Nice. That's like one of those combos they used to sell in Walmart where like all three came together.
Yeah. For $5.
I got a couple movies like that where they're like, you own this movie? I'm like, it came in the thing.
Fucking combo pack.
I don't know what to tell you. All right. So thank you very much. If you guys are going to be in town. You have any shows coming up or anything?
Nothing, no. Nothing booked.
I may be at the Miami Improv this weekend. This week, maybe. They texted me today. The headliner's got a pick.
Ah.
It's one of those, like, they're emailing multiple people.
It's like you're a brothel of women, and then you do the lineup.
Pretty much. You gotta do the lineup. I'm pretty positive I'm not going to get picked.
Here's
the reason why. I've worked with a guy before. I'm guessing I'm already saying it right without saying his name. I'm like, I'm not going to mention names, but like, you could just look on the calendar and see who the fuck.
Oh, wow.
But I've worked with them before, and I will tell you this. It's all on me. I'll put this all on me. This is years ago. It literally took an intervention of comics to like bring me to. I was extra annoying. By extra annoying, I mean, if you know me now and you think I'm annoying now, I was.
Extra, even more so.
More so. And it was never to be a jerk. I was never an asshole. I've never been an asshole. I've just been annoying. That's right. Nobody's ever called me an asshole before. They just called me annoying.
It's like, there's too much of him there.
Yeah, yeah. And it was that. I was always on and I was always, hey, and I was always like bouncing off the walls. And I emceed when he featured for Billy Gardell once. And it was 2 weeks back to back. And I don't think that I rubbed him the right way. Again, all on me, man. This is all on me, but this is probably at least seven years ago. So I would say 7-8 years ago, at least seven. And my personality has totally changed since then.
Probably your material, your style.
Well, it was nothing about my material.
Oh, it's just you being like backstage, like in the green room.
Oh. Where it was like very annoying, very like asking the very green questions of like, hey, so long you've been doing comedy. So what do you like doing this? What do you think about my set? Yeah, all that shit that I've told other comics that I've learned from.
Yeah, yeah.
And that I've said, it's all the interviewee questions that are hacky and awful when they ask him 1,010 times.
Right.
On radio, I was doing that in the green room, and in my response at that time was, I'm trying to learn as much as I can about comedy, about everything. I'm just trying to learn. I'm just trying to learn. I'm just trying to learn.
But then the whole time, that guy was just like, shut the fuck up.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. So it was very much with good intentions because I wanted to learn.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I was so in love with comedy that I'm like,
you were an eager puppy.
I've said that. I'm like, I made comedy my girlfriend. And when you get a new girlfriend, you're like, I did not know. And
plus, I want to spend every waking second with you.
Add that to the fact that I was probably 23, 24 years old. And it's very annoying. So,
yeah.
I would be very surprised if he picks me. If he picks me, that means he doesn't remember me.
He doesn't remember you at all. He's going to see you and be
so
like,
I appreciate that. Yeah. He was nice to me and he was funny, but I don't foresee him. Again, this is all me projecting the way I feel about myself back then.
Now I got to see who it was.
Yeah. So, but he was fun. So go out to the improv anyways, to the Miami Improv and check this out. I guess I hadn't even said Miami, huh?
No, that's all right. We get it.
So I don't have to say, we could just cut that out. I'm like, yeah. So, I mean, either way, it's a fun night. It's a fun weekend. So, I comedy. So, go to all the improvs and check them out. They're all fun shows.
Good cover.
Anyways, check out the WooBro Facebook.
Yeah. Facebook.com/WooBroPod.
WUBROPOD. Check that out at Mike Mercadal, at Nary Science, and at WooBroPod on Twitter as well. And submit your old school picks. Rookie has submitted. Why don't you guys submit
Don't you want to be like Rookie?
Don't you want to be? I want to be like Rookie. I want to be. Anyways, check him out at WUBRO at NerySigns.com. That's NERYSANZ. And submit your old school picks, because that's how winning is done.